After spending nearly 2 years on planning, design, and gathering community input, the money from the SAISD's 2010 bond is starting to dig deep. Nearly two dozen SAISD facilities are receiving near-complete renovations, some of which date nearly 100 years old. SAISD Interim Superintendent Sylvester Perez says the updates will allow students to have the same opportunities as other school districts.
Not just modernizing them, but meeting the needs, educational needs, of the 21st century.
Cameron Elementary is the first school to start construction and receive a complete redesign. Its principal, Pamela Tankerson, says student capacity will jump from 400 to 600.
Basically, the school is being gutted, and we're starting all over, mostly. So we will have a larger state-of-the-art classrooms. We will have the latest technology.
As the school is rebuilt, students are using the closed Pfeiffer Elementary until next year. Out of 68 bond projects, some of the other schools receiving major renovations include Highlands High School, Edison High School, and Jaffet Elementary. All 22 major projects will be working simultaneously by June of next year. Voters approved the SAISD's $515 million 2010 bond by 66%. Each of the bond's projects is expected to be completed by 2015. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.